Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Hi there, and welcome to The Inevitable. This is our new podcast where we're talking about the future of the car. This means everything from electrified vehicles to cars that drive themselves. Where are we going and how will we get there? I'm Johnny Lieberman from Motor Trend, joined by
Ed Lowe, and we are going to talk to some amazing guests. We have Reggie Watts, we have Sung Kang, we have James Marsden, we have Spike Ferriston, Kristen Lee, Derek Jenkins, a whole bunch of actors, celebrities, car crazy folks, people from in and outside the industry. It's going to be great, and you can find it on podcastone.com or anywhere you find you listen to your favorite podcast. We're also doing a video series as well. That's on motortrend.com/theinevitable or on youtube.com/motortrend. Come join us.
All right, Matt, what are we talking about? Talk Super Bowl, talk Impalas.
Talk Impalas, talk 4GT and the end of that production coming up soon.
And we'll talk about new car. Retail sticker, over sticker.
Over sticker, MSRP. Don't pay those.
All right. First, there's Geico. Well, in this show, we'll talk about the Toyota 2000. Maybe going to break the $2 million
record. Well, it's a special one.
It's a special one. Well, we'll take a dive into that story. We'll get you caught up on the new Ferrari SUV and the Matt's driving experience with the Genesis GV70. First, there's Geico. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com. Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a chest. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. This is CarCast. That's Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea, over there.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
You know, things have been busy. Things have been kind of hectic. I think there's a auto show going on and Super Bowl, all their commercials. And yeah, it's kind of interesting, kind of some fun stuff going on. I got cars to drive.
Well, I'm looking down at our beat sheet that Chris put together, seeing some stuff that's jumping out on me. The 4GT production to last final 250 cars, and they're going to do an Allen Mann Heritage Edition.
They are, and it's good. It looks good too. It's a cool
white, red, and black.
Yeah, right. White,
gold,
red, and
gold.
So yeah, red, white, and gold.
Yeah, red's the main color. Yeah, I think if anyone has learned anything about the Heritage Editions, certainly in the first gen 05 GTs. Feel like the Gulf livery heritage specimens, for lack of a better term, are going for about $75,000 to $100,000, maybe even $125,000 more than,
yeah,
you know, a white rat one or a red one, even though those are going through the roof now too. So I think more so than almost any other vehicle, people are buying the Ford GT to flip it. I'm basing it on this, you know, volume. you know, the second gen or third gen, depending on how we're looking at it. You know, they sold that car. They made everyone sign a deal. It says you can't sell it for 2 years. And 2 years later, there's three of those at every auction. And
they came out in 2016. And if you remember, the original plan was make 250 cars per year for 4 years for 1,000 total. Now, with a lot of interest in the car and some special additions in the car, Ford ultimately greenlit 1,350 to be made. So of the initial 1,000, those are done. They've actually done 1,100 cars now, and the last 250 cars will be moved. So, you know, there's a few more than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like they're starting to pop up at auctions. You know, I think Barrett Jackson this year had three of this generation for GT.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if all the other auctions had them, but listen, we've definitely shown that Barrett Jackson is a good place to sell it. And Bring a Trailer did pretty well with this. I think Graham Rahal sold his purple one for over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Von Gittin Jr. tried to sell his on Bring a Trailer. I don't think it hit $1 million, and he pulled it. You know, he didn't sell it.
Yeah.
And it's probably a good idea because now they've jumped.
Yeah, I think the plan is whether you're planning on keeping it forever or getting divorced or whatever it is, get the Heritage Edition, keep the mileage low, and know you're always sitting on a nice appreciation.
You know, and I feel like if you're on the list for the car, I don't know what they're charging for the Heritage Edition cars, but if these things are $500,000 or $600,000 and the Heritage paint is, I don't know, something like an extra $100,000, you're easily getting $2 or $3 back in value for every dollar you're spending, you know, but assuming you were on the list for it. But the Heritage Edition cars that they made 27 in 2017. They did 39 cars in 2018. And then I think 50 cars for 2019. I don't know how many of the Allen Mann cars they're going to do.
Well,
and, you know, they were different. There was the black one with the white stripes. There was the Gulf livery one. So they are different each year.
Yeah, it's such a crazy car that, you know, just getting it in white or yellow, why bother? It's already crazy. You might as well go full Heritage. It's basically what I'm saying.
Why wouldn't you? Because
the Allen Mann edition is arguably nicer than the Gulf edition aesthetically for me. I think it's a pretty good looking car. Allen Mann, I think we had his son on the Shelby dock.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or was it the Ford, you know, 24-hour war doc? I can't remember, but his son Allen Mann out of England is the guy who raced a lot of those Ford GTs and Daytonas. I think they won the manufacturers championship over there, and I don't exactly know how you win the manufacturers championship with a Daytona, because it's just a buck with a bunch of sheet metal that Pete Brock stretched around it.
Yeah.
It's got a 289 in it, I guess.
Yeah.
They somehow won the manufacturers because it was powered by Ford.
By Ford, and I don't know. I guess Ford filled out the entry form. Right?
Well,
like maybe it's just a paperwork technicality.
I may be talking out of my ass, but the base, you know, the frame, the suspension and all that stuff, that's out of England. I mean, that's the AC Bristol.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Bristol, but that's AC Bristol. Then the skin was not made in Dearborn. That was made in Venice Beach, California by, you know, plywood bucks and Pete Brock. Oh, that'd be a good porn name, Buck Plywood. That may be my new porn name. Because, you know, I like construction. I like cars.
Makes sense.
I like bucks.
Like porn.
Do we name him Plywood Buck? No, I think Buck Plywood.
Mm-hmm. I think Buck Plywood.
That's good.
Yeah.
We'll write that
good
down.
Good old BP.
But anyway, they won the championship. They won it with Alan Mann. And, you know, famously, that's the one that Ford wanted to just push off the deck of the container ship or whatever it was.
You literally just wrote that down.
I wrote Buck.
Yeah.
Down.
Okay.
I did. So I'm not like Jay Leno. I got to write shit down.
Jay remembers
that. Jay's like, man, he told me, if it's funny, you don't need to write it down. It's like, I say funny shit all the time. And I forget I forget about it immediately. So much so that when people repeat it back to me in 3 weeks, you know, they go, oh, that thing you said. I go, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Should have wrote that down.
So get the Heritage Edition if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can, but if you can.
If you're one of the 250 people that have their car designated for, you know, for being built or delivered in December, whatever it is, I think you can opt for that. Even if you maybe put in your order because they're just announcing this, you can get it. You know, Ford did another thing with the Bronco, and they're saying, hey, everybody that got orders in on the Bronco, they released this Everglades version. It's this dark green. It's actually a really nice color, and it's got a couple options on it, a front winch. And they're saying anybody that has an order in, if mm-hmm. you want to switch it to the Everglades version, go ahead. We'll do that change for you. So
oh,
anybody
really?
Can switch. Yeah. Hmm. So I think kind of similar thing. You know, December's kind of a ways out. If you have an order for a 4GT, you want the Allen Mann Heritage Edition, I think you can get it. I don't know if they're limiting it to 50 like they did before, but I kind of feel like for this crowd and the 250 cars, they'll just do whatever. I think they have a pretty good idea of how many are going to stick to their colors.
I think people are on to the Heritage thing now and the 15, 20% markup, you know, when it goes across the auction block and thus – I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, jockeying to get the Heritage.
You know, and some of these collectors, they do a paint to match. They, you know, they have a color that means something to them, or they have another car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Craig Jackson's Green Hornet car that I think he's got a GT500, the modern day GT500 that you raced at, you drove at Speed Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember his documentaries that he did, the Little Red and the Green Hornet, the two Shelby cars, right? They had they were like on History or FYI, one of the channels. They were like mm-hmm. half-hour specials, maybe one-hour specials.
Mm-hmm.
And when he ordered his GT500, he got Ford to do a paint to match, and he did it in that same green, which, mm-hmm. you know, I saw it there in his collection. I think it's the only one in the world like it, and it looks fantastic. Striped Elite with the green. It's really nice. So I think there's a few people like that. The purple car that is
Ray Hall?
That Ray Hall had. So it's funny because I think we did a CarCast event at the Peterson a while back, and Jeff Dunham shows up in his purple Ford GT.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Jeff a lot, and because he texted me some other car that he bought not too long ago, he's very proud of. And he's like, this is the only purple one. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Graham Rahal ordered a purple one.
Yeah.
But Graham's was a paint to match purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jeff was saying purple was an option or something, but nobody ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
Or he asked for a purple.
Mm-hmm.
But Graham's was, he sent them a color, I believe, and said, do it like this. So there's technically two purple ones.
Right.
Just slightly different purple.
Slightly different color code.
Yeah.
Edmunds has reported that 82% of new car buyers in 2022 or vehicles purchased in January, at least of 2022, went over sticker.
Yeah. So this is what's kind of nuts. So yeah, 82.2% of new vehicles purchased in January were over sticker compared to 2.8% in January 21, a year ago.
Wow.
And
going to the Mercedes dealer in Glendale, the guy just told me straight out, as soon as the cars show up, they're gone and they're over sticker.
So on average, it was $728 above MSRP, but some of them are pretty high. We've got some interesting breakdowns of the cars. Cadillac was number one on the list for the most markups, believe it or not.
You know, the thing about Cadillac is when you see some of their special edition stuff, like six-speed wagon, and I don't remember all the designations. There's too many CTVR.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. CTV.
It's just too
five,
many things.
Four.
But you see that caddy wagon with the vet engine in it and the six-speed. Those things aren't bring a trailer for 70 grand or whatever,
yeah.
80 grand. I don't know, like well more than your dad paid for a station wagon.
So any of the new V-Series cars, I'm sure they're getting a premium. Look, the average markup, the average retail price across the board for Cadillac was $76,900 and change, and the average markup was $4,048. Number two on the list was Land Rover, and the average markup was $2,565. So a big difference. And the average price for Land Rovers was $87,000. So the markup, $2,565 on that. Number three on the list is the one I just don't understand. You'd think it's Porsche. That's number four. Number three is Kia. On a $32,000 average car, the average markup is almost $2,300. People are paying $2,300 markup for just a Kia.
Yeah, I think...
I think that Telluride SUV is one of the reasons why.
Yeah, and that's probably more of a volume thing than it is a not a heritage, but a badge thing. You know, that's just people want a car. They're desperate.
That's a supply chain thing. That's
yeah.
for sure a supply chain thing.
Ryan was quoted a 10K markup recently on what, another electric bike?
Electric bike that was
on a Bird scooter.
No, I went to the Glendale. Walked into Volkswagen. The guy came up to me and just said, "Yep, I mean, we're starting at 10K over. It just is what it is." Then I went over to Toyota.
Did you give him a make?
What car?
Literally, he said any car, which didn't make any sense, but
that doesn't make...
No, I'm sure it was like a haggling point.
He wanted you to get out of there.
Yeah, and then Toyota said like basically same thing, but also like if you want a car, like you're not going to get it for 3 months.
Well, you can go back to him and tell him that Volkswagen is down on the list and the average markup is $428, not $10,000.
Yeah, I also wonder if you walked into the Volkswagen dealership in Muncie, Indiana, if they would do the 10 grand move on you.
Yeah,
I think that's a Glendale, California thing. Because, if you kind of think about California, it's like we're used to paying $5 a gallon for gas. Mm-hmm. Like, we're used to paying more tax. Like, we're just used to paying 10 times more in rent.
Right.
You know, we flat out are just used to paying more. So why not trickle down to the automotive sector?
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. Like, this is what we were saying before, Ryan, is you kind of want to shop around nationally. People won't be afraid to ship you a car. You can negotiate it. And if it's within driving distance, whatever, a few states here and there.
I think it's that thing now, maybe, where, you know, you buy that car in Kentucky and you get your brother-in-law to drive it out here.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And you give him an extra $400 bump if he can get to the Santa Monica Pier in under 26 hours.
There you go. Now, there's a couple manufacturers you can buy. So markups, Cadillac, Land Rover, Kia, Porsche, Acura, Genesis, the list goes on. But there are a few vehicles, couple manufacturers that were still selling under sticker. Now, to your point, probably this is the national average for January. This isn't the Los Angeles average. Mini, on average, $151 under sticker. BMW, surprisingly, $199 under sticker.
Well, that just kind of says what's happened to BMW over the last decade, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a shit show. I would just say BMW went from the kind of benchmark of, you know, one day work hard, you'll drive a BMW, to, well, Cadillac's pretty cool too, and so is Lincoln.
And arguably better looking right now, that big buck tooth grill thing that BMW is doing. Everyone's like, M3, M4 still performs the best. Just fantastic day in and day out. Like, you just don't want to go out and see the front of that car in the morning and be proud of it. Like, it really is, I think, making a difference. Nobody has said, even people that are buying the car, probably like, I love driving it. I just don't like to look at it. But Mini BMW Ram was was next on the list, 465 under sticker.
Ram,
Lincoln was 510. Volvo, 689. And the biggest discount you can get right now is with Alfa Romeo. And across the board, $3,421 under sticker on average. So if you want a Giulia, you could probably swoop right in, because that's not even the SUV. You probably get the lease of a lifetime on a four-cylinder Giulia right now.
Does I mean, Alfa sort of, it's kind of interesting because Alfa came back and then just kind of took their place where they left off as a sort of different, you know, if you like an Alfa, you're not driving it because it's a better car. And you weren't driving it because it was a better car in the 60s or 70s either. You're just driving it to be different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At these prices, it's bang for the buck. They're pretty cars. The SUV is nice looking. The Giulia is nice looking. I think they have a smaller SUV that was just announced that's going to be coming out pretty soon, from something on the more affordable side. They look good. The interior is nice. They sound good. Like, it's just people just aren't gravitating toward them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how they're doing on reliability and things like that. Maybe everything works now. I don't know what's going on with the used car market. I imagine it's high. Was I telling you? I was telling the was I telling you about my BMW 2002 Great Magnet moment? Was I telling you about that?
No.
So every time I do a hit on one of these shows, like Hannity or Tucker or whatever, they drive the van over to the house. You know? And man, I'll tell you it's kind of interesting. You know, Europe had kind of those sprinter vans for the last 40 years. And we were like, no, our vans need to be wide and low and fat, you know?
Yeah.
And no one's going to drive that tall van anywhere. And then 10 minutes ago, somebody decided, oh, it's a much better fucking van. You can stand up in it. It's better. You know, it's better if you're a plumber. It's better if you're doing mobile hits on Hannity. You know, it's just better. It's taller. Like, number one, you can just walk into it.
Yeah.
And number two, you know, it gets good gas. You know, you don't need a big, you know, V8 that's underneath the cover and the console or whatever. So anyway, there's this like 25-year-old chick who comes over, and you sit in the chair. They got the scape of the city behind you on the flat screen, you know.
In the van.
Yeah, in the van.
In the van.
Oh, the van is, let's see, it's acoustically worked out.
Okay.
You know, it's got like the, you know, I haven't torn the walls open, but it's probably got some kind of rigid insulation in there mixed with some felt covering, you know.
There's kits for that kind of stuff. You can just go online and be like, I want shelves, I want insulation, I want soundproofing, something that fits like a Sprinter or a Transit.
They got like a swivel chair that's bolted to the ground.
Yeah.
They have a desk, like a mini desk that on a leg and a wheel that'll roll out, you know, pivot out in front of you if you want to put your notes or something down in front of you. They have a like a hose, looks like a washer dryer hose, you know, 4-inch hose, sort of flex hose, sort of blowing the air sort of in your vicinity because it can get hot in there, and you know, people start sweating on camera or whatever, so they'll blow that on you. They got the camera straight ahead that's on a kind of a rack where they can probably slide it up or slide it down a little bit.
Okay.
They have a monitor usually underneath the camera at some point, but you don't want to look at it during the interview because it's 2 seconds delayed, and also your sight line is kind of
– yeah, it's a little down.
Kind of down.
Because it's close.
Right. And, you know, they just pull the van up. You know, they go, oh, your hit time's 5:20, and the van pulls up at, you know, 4:45, and they want you in the chair by, you know, 10, 15 minutes before the hit. And you just go down there and knock on the doors. She slides it open. It's also kind of weird in that they don't really care if it's parked on a hill or not. Somehow the camera's on a hill, and so is the chair you're sitting in.
Yeah.
My first impulse is you guys can't park on a steep driveway or on a hill. You're going to have to do that thing that heavy equipment does. You're going to put the levelizer out, you know, right, the hydraulic mirror.
Right. Otherwise, you're leaning to a side, and then the cityscape behind you is all sideways. But I guess if the van tilts, everything tilts with the camera.
Yeah, everything's judged.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So they don't screw around with that. You just go down there. You hop in. You sit down. The chick always asks you, what ear do you want your earpiece in? Because that's the only way you can hear the show feed.
Right.
You always go, I don't care. And then they clip it, put a little alligator clip on your collar. They never stuff it in your ear.
Right.
They just leave it.
That's a violation of your ear.
Yeah.
You got to do it yourself.
They hook it over the top of your ear and they leave it loose. Then you put it in. Then there's a box somewhere, usually like strapped to the seat, where there's a volume knob or something, so you can kind of hear the feed. And then they run the mic up your shirt. They let you do that too, because that can be sexually intrusive,
Buck plywood.
Yeah, they roll that up. then they clip it on. And then you sit there, and then you hear the, hey, Adam, can you hear us? Countdown. Can you hear the feed? Feed. And then you just sit there for about 10, 15 minutes waiting for the hit. So you sit there, and the other person's just sitting there. And sometimes you kind of hear the feed to the show, so turn it down a little bit. And so I know, start talking cars with this chick.
Yeah.
And she's 25. I'm always curious, do you keep the van? Do you drive it to your apartment and leave it out on the street? And some people do.
Or they check them out. Like ABC News is down the street, and they check the vans out in the morning, and then
they had like a parking lot for the van. So she tells me she's looking for a BMW, a used one.
Okay.
A convertible. And she says that she's looking for like a 2001 or 2002. And then I say, why don't we go full old school and get a BMW 2002? And then she says, that's what I'm looking for. And then I go, no.
You did that on purpose. I go,
no, it's called a 2002. And then she goes, I've been looking at some of those 2002s. And I go, no. Okay. The year that you're talking about is 2002. This is a model number from the 70s and the 60s called a BMW 2002. Yes. And then she goes, I'll look into that. And we talked about it for a while. I go, look, you're going to get an old, this is not an everyday car. Get something old, go full old school, kick it old school. It's a cool piece, this, that, and the other. I just have this long talk. And then then the control room in New York pots you up. And next thing you know, you're doing the show. And then I was leaving, and I go to her, look into that BMW 2002, not the year, look into the model. Yeah. It's kind of a cool piece. So, okay. That was on a Thursday night. Friday morning, I'm driving down the 405, and it's like 9:30 in the morning, and there's a truck with an open trailer. And it's got a full race prep 2002 on it, and it just pulls up right next to me. And I'm like, is that the Great Magnet?
I was going to was it towed behind a Fox News truck? Because maybe she made her move. She's been towing that thing around.
It looked like one of those Breck racing. Chris is showing us a Turbo 2002, which is not what we're talking about. Or that wasn't Chris, sorry. But I just thought it was weird. And then I did another hit like 2 days later, and then she came back, and I told her about the Great Magnet, and she wasn't that interested.
No, she wasn't that.
And then I said,
she didn't Google
did
that
you
shit.
Look up the 2002? And then, of course, she was like, yeah, not yet. I'm like, yeah, of course. Yeah, why of course would you? Not. Of course. I just tell her.
To be fair, she said she wanted a convertible.
Well, then she said she wanted a convertible, but she was a little bit scared because there was no head protection. So then I told her, well, the older school cars had a roll bar, but the new ones have a pop-up roll bar.
Yeah.
And then she said, what's a roll bar? And then I said, Well, what's a toaster oven? It's an oven that toasts. This is a bar for rolling over.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, how's that work? And I'm like, it's in the back of the car. And if the car gets hit and starts to roll over, the rollover bar pops up. And then she goes, she said something crazy at that point. She's like, yeah, but what if the roof's down or some version of that?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, that's for that. I realize I just talk and people have no fucking idea what I'm saying.
Okay.
Or so, to be fair to them, they don't care.
And we're talking about when we say convertible, I think you and I immediately thought soft top. She may be thinking
she's thinking hard top.
The hard top convertible.
No, I didn't think soft top once we got into the 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, because the hard top convertible, I think, kind of solves her rollover issue. So I don't know.
I don't know if the hard top convertible has that integrity.
Yeah, I just meant in her mind. She's protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, from glass and rocks and yeah. road rash on the top of your head and, mm-hmm. and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like she's too afraid of the convertible. Just get off the convertible thing. Forget it.
Yeah. Then she showed me a couple of cars that, like, I just told her, like, don't buy the one with 207,000 miles on
yeah,
it. Like, the water pump's going to go out on your way home. Like, just pay a little extra. I've had this happen to me before. I just bought – at some point, I was like, I'm done driving a truck. I want a Toyota Supra. But I only had – you know, $3,700, and the decent one started at about $4,500,
right.
and I paid $3,700, and I literally replaced every single part on this
everything
car.
On that car.
Every single car.
I mean, my brother had a high mileage, like 90s BMW 5 Series, and you're right. We did so much stuff, and intake manifold gaskets, and like we were just – I was like, why are we under the hood of a BMW? Like, why are we taking this whole goddamn thing apart right now? So we – you know, fixed it, put it back together, and sold it immediately as soon as it ran. I was like, just get something newer and cheaper. You don't have to drive a BMW right now. But
well, mine mercifully was put out of its pain yeah. by a drunken guy in a Ford F-250 that hit it so hard that it literally bounced off the curb and then slid into the middle of the intersection. Like, that's how hard. All right, let me tell you about Fume, the natural inhaler designed for better, safer, and natural way to quit cigarettes. No smoke, no vape, and no nicotine replacement for the hand-to-mouth habit of smoking. Made of 100% Canadian maple, uses cores infused with plant oils, studied to curb cravings. Dawson uses this thing, and he's cut way back. All flavors are 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no artificial flavors, and absolutely no nicotine. Over 50,000 customers around the world, thousands of five-star reviews. Quit naturally with Fume. Head to breathefume.com/carcast. Use the promo code CARCAST for 10%. Off your entire order, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, you're going to save on the cigarettes you aren't buying and save on your initial purchase of Fume. That's 10% off your entire order at breathefume.com/carcast. It's BREATHEFUM.com. Use code CARCAST. Quit naturally with Fume and use CARCAST to save 10% at breathefume.com/carcast.
All right, what else are you thinking about?
You know, the this is kind of interesting. Is I watched some of the Super Bowl. Wanted to catch the halftime show and some of the commercials that were going on. And the halftime show had all the Impalas, had the lowriders and stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, eBay Motors saw 160% surge on searches on eBay for Chevy Impala. So
really?
I guess the Super Bowl does move the needle.
Yeah.
The 64 Impala saw an increase of 50% and the 63 saw an increase of 16% in searches. Lowrider air suspension kits got an increase of 150% on eBay right after. And for some reason, Chevy Impala taillights increased 100%, and lowrider rims increased 80%, which is...
What did the hydraulics go up for? 150%?
150% on eBay. So here's pictures of it. It's funny, I saw all this, and I saw the little, like, the structures for the halftime show, mm-hmm. and then I immediately saw this. I said, this is great. Now they can recycle this whole set. They can sell it as low-income housing to Gavin Newsom for Venice Beach, only $4 million per unit. Because you can live in those.
You know, it's funny.
Lowrider air suspension, 150% increase search results on eBay.
I want all those deadbeat dads. I want them all tracked. I was watching TMZ the other night, and they said, and I don't know if Chris can verify this or not, but... think they put all the lowrider cars out there, right?
Yeah.
The Impalas. I guess they're all Impalas. And they were supposed to be doing the hydraulic dance.
I saw one like trying to do it.
They said that the NFL put the kibosh on that, that they're scared of hydraulic fluid.
Oh,
so
okay.
You bust a line or a seal.
Yeah.
That shit squirts into the artificial turf. That's a cleanup aisle nine, man. I mean,
yeah.
that hydraulic fluid, if it made its way to the turf, that's a little bit of a situation. That's not a guy running out with a squeegee.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of in there. But, and I'm sure it's still a thing, they put that whole plastic tarp of the cityscape, you know?
Yeah.
Under everything. And I would sort of argue that if something leaked or busted a line, that it would, you know, squirt out onto that big plastic tarp. But I'll bet you the NFL just went,
We're not risking it.
Yeah, they got rules.
It's interesting because, of course, on social media, all the memes that I see are all car guy stuff. So immediately there was like, this is what you saw in Super Bowl. This is what car guy saw. And it was the close up of people dancing on the hood, denting the hood, of course. Mm-hmm. And then my initial thought was, of course, I was there with, you know, guys like David Juska, all car guys. I was watching mm-hmm. with a bunch of car guys. And they're like, why is everybody jumping on the hoods of the car?
Right.
And interesting that NFL said that about the hydraulic fluid, because my initial reaction was, I think there were shells of cars. I was like, do they drive them out? I didn't see it. Maybe there's no engine or anything in there. You know, but I guess they drove them out.
All bets are off with the cars with the airbags and stuff. Normally, yeah. When cars don't have the engine and tranny, they kind of sit up a little high. Those things sit up a little high. I imagine somebody just commandeered those cars that ran and drove, mm-hmm. and they probably never said anything about chicks twerking on the hood. I would imagine they didn't include that in the conversation. Yeah. It was more like, how would you like your 64 Impala to be featured in the Super Bowl? And look, if you own that car, that car just went from $34,000 to $134,000.
I was just going
to
say, when that thing ends up at Mecum at Kissimmee next year, you keep the dents in the hood, right? You just came like, this is right from the Super Bowl.
Just a big picture of Snoop Dogg standing right next to it.
Yeah.
And I'd be curious, Chris, where those cars came from, and did the Super Bowl say no hydraulics? Because that's what I heard.
I'm not seeing anything about the Super Bowl saying no hydraulics.
It's funny, like you do the big cardboard.
What did they report on that on TMZ yesterday?
I'm not seeing any news reporting on it.
Did you have a dream about it?
I do dream about cars.
And you dream about NFL rules?
Now,
they talked about it on TMZ. I believe you. I'm just saying there's no publication
on the internet. You should talk about a big like cutout, like a big cardboard cutout of Snoop Dogg next to the car. Definitely makes sense because he's like 7.5 feet tall. At Barrett Jackson in Vegas, I think there was a Bronco that was Kevin Hart's or formerly Kevin Hart's, and they did the cardboard cutout of Kevin Hart next to the Bronco. And I'm a little guy, but this is one of those moves where like, I don't know that you want to go full size because it was a lifted Bronco and it had like a tiny cardboard Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh yeah, you made him 5'4". It's like, now's your opportunity to make him you know,
was it a shrunken Kevin Hart? Or
it was a life-size Kevin Hart,
which is 5'5".
It's like, yeah, and but it was next to a Bronco where he came up. His head was next to the headlight.
Right,
right. If you want to sell this thing, like you can print out a 6-foot Kevin Hart, right? Mm. Like you could just like this is a cardboard Kevin Hart. It was just kind of weird that they made him life-size.
The Impalas were owned
by members of the Public Enemy Car Club of Los Angeles.
Mm.
Yeah, and they used reinforced hoods for the show, and yeah, everything is in good condition.
They used reinforced hoods.
Okay, what I like
doesn't make sense to me.
So what they're saying is
because everyone was like dancing on them, so they didn't want
right. So
no,
the car,
I completely understand why. I'm not.
But maybe they're car guys. They're the car club. They're going, hey, you can do this. You're going to dance on the hood. Let's take off my hood.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a repop or whatever, and let's weld in some bracing or something underneath.
I have such...
You know?
Look, call it racist, call it elitist, call it snobbish. I have such little faith in those people and their actual... wrenching ability, but you're right. They're probably...
Well, because they borrowed them from a car club, so those guys do like their cars.
So they got a repop, and they put some fins in it, plywood buck.
Yeah.
And they put a spine on that hood.
Right.
And then they let the chicks twerk.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and now they got the dented repop hood to go with it, and they got the fresh hood that they get to keep forever.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what those cars sell for. Fully dressed.
I don't know.
40 grand.
I mean,
30.
I honestly don't know.
50.
I mean,
let's just call it 40 grand.
Yeah, I guess you could find it.
Are you taking anything under 100 for that car now?
I don't think you would.
Not in this weird day and age of, you know, non-fungible whatever NFTs and Bitcoin and shit like that. And, you know, LeBron James's shoe. And all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's just that. That's a Super Bowl car now.
And art going and memorabilia going, like, why not? Yeah, you're right. That's a Super Bowl car. I mean, you could sell, what was it years ago? The left shark? You could sell the costume of the shark person that was doing their own dance that got all the memes. Like, I'm sure that costume goes for a lot of money.
Yeah. Everything is nuts. All right. Let's see. You can go to... AdamCroll.com, going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, doing stand-up. That'll be March 10th. And then Kansas City, doing a bunch of shows there, March 11th and 12th. Just go to AdamCroll.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Moderator?
Just give me a follow on the social media at Moderator, and would appreciate that.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla. For Matt, the Moderator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to GEICO. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at GEICO.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
This February on Pluto TV, we're putting the spotlight on iconic black talent. Watch your favorite movies like Top 5, 48 Hours, and More Than a Game. And drop in to binge Black TV classics like The Bernie Mac Show and Moesha. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels and thousands more movies and TV shows all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.